And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this very nice Friday morning. And on the line with us this morning is Representative Rich Prell. And Mr. Prell, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. Hey, with weather like this, I've got to be doing well.
No, absolutely. 61 right now. Going to get up to 84 today. Cannot ask for much better nope. weather than this. Heading into
just
fall.
Not perfect.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Definitely high school football weather tonight. So
it sure is.
And that'll be a lot of fun. So, well, sir, you got a few things that you did want to discuss, and one of the first things that you brought up was about the Farm Bureau in Labette County.
Right. This past Tuesday evening, they had their annual meeting, and I am a Farm Bureau member, but I, you know, so I also went and always want to go because they give their awards and this year, of course, they gave a conservation farm award and the Farm Family of the Year. But two of them that and they're really great awards. But two of them, they additional awards they gave this year. They had two Century Farms, and that's cool. That means a farm has been in a family for 100 years or more. And then they had one that had been in the family for 150 years. And that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
You know, I really enjoyed being there and seeing the people and being able to participate. And they did it was planned to have it outside in the park. And then, of course, it was rainy. So they did have it inside. Everybody pretty much socially distanced, and the meeting went off with it without a hitch. So it was wonderful. Then next week, Farm Bureau in Montgomery County, they're holding their meeting in Independence, and I'm looking forward to that. And they're having it at the park and in the one of the main buildings that they can open up all the windows and the doors, and it's pretty much all open, so that That'll be good.
So, yeah, again, that'll be a lot of fun coming up this week here over here in Montgomery County. So, also, the next thing you were talking about was the health committee, correct?
Yeah, well, it's actually called the Healthcare Stabilization Fund.
Okay.
What that entails is our healthcare workers, they've got to carry liability insurance, and so what this is it carries it on, or malpractice insurance basically is what it's called. And it all, this is over and above what they normally carry, and everybody participates in it and everybody pays into it. And we just have to keep an eye on it and make sure that that there's enough money in the fund to cover losses that they may have. And so that meeting is coming up on October 1st in Topeka. And I always look forward to that. There's several doctors on the committee, and myself, and a couple of three others that they're non-medical people, and it's always very interesting.
Get everybody kind of put their heads together and be able to, like you said, keep it funded as well. So again, and you said you guys will be meeting next Thursday, correct? On October 1st.
On October the 1st, yes.
All right. So, again, that will be coming up here in just a little less than a week. And then also there's another committee you're part of, correct, sir?
Right. They put together some special committees due to the virus. And the one that I'm particularly involved with is the Economic Recovery Committee. And we've met 4 days, and we've got two more days that we're going to meet, and then possibly some more a little later. So what we're doing is we're listening to all of the agencies in the state, of how this has affected them. We're listening to all different sectors of the business communities, schools, you name it. Then we're listening to everybody and what kind of problems it has created for them. And then we're going to try to come up with some plans to help with the economic recovery. And, we are in the process right now of some economic recovery. And it's moving along, not as rapidly probably as we would all like to see it happen, but it is moving along, and our task is to try to come up with some ideas to to push that along, and so we've been working at that.
And this is something that kind of broke overnight, and I just kind of want to get your thoughts on this. A judge has ordered that the census must continue counting. It's been pushed all the way now to October 31st instead of just the end of this month. So it's been extended another month. I just kind of want to get your thoughts on that. Do you think it's I think it's a pretty good idea because, again, things have been slow because of COVID-19, but they've extended that to now to October 31st where they will continue counting.
I think that's really a good idea. I'm glad they're doing that. It is so important to each state that, you know, it's important to Kansas. The federal dollars that come into the state, it all is based on everybody participating in the census. And I know I've talked to census workers, and they say they've gone out, and people get mad and say it's really none of the government's business. And, you know, I kind of hear where they're coming from, but it is so important to us economically. And I think it's something like $52,000 per person. And, you know, you figure that out. It makes a lot of difference. You have a fourth of our people that don't participate, and that's a lot of dollars that we're missing. So I would encourage everybody to participate in that. It's not that Uncle Sam is wanting to look over your shoulder. It really helps so much for each state to be able to get their fair share of the federal dollars that are coming out. So please participate, and if you haven't filled yours out, go online and do that real easily. And then if you haven't and somebody comes by, please cooperate with them, and let's get this done and get the maximum benefit for the state of Kansas.
Absolutely, and like you said, you can go online and do it, and it takes a little less than 10 minutes. I did mine online and was able to get it done very, very quickly. It doesn't take too much. Basically, you could take a break from work and finish it then.
Right. That's how we did ours. We did it online. It is. It's very simple, and takes 10 minutes or less.
Very, very quick. And, of course, coming up here in just a little over a month, of course, we will have the election coming up on November 3rd. And, obviously, we're not telling anybody how to vote, but the most important thing is to get out and vote, because I remember my parents telling me when I was getting ready to become a voting age, they said, okay, we don't care who you vote for, but you need to vote. Because if you don't vote and say somebody you supported loses, you can't complain about it because you didn't vote.
Right. So I'd remind everybody, if they haven't registered, you can register online. And the deadline on that is October 13th, so they still got a couple of weeks. Then advance voting in person and by mail begins on the 14th of October. And please, you know, it's a privilege that we have in this great United States to vote, but it's also an obligation. And I would really encourage you to make sure you're registered and get out there and vote. Make your voice heard.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the first things I did after I moved here, you know, after I got moved in and got things switched over, one of the first things I did was get registered to vote here in the state of Kansas, because I do think it's very, like you said, it's a privilege for us to do, and I definitely want to take advantage of that when the time comes around.
Absolutely. And, you know, your vote does make a difference. Think about the Senate race we just had in the primary for this district here in Montgomery, Neosho, and LeBec County. The incumbent, Dan Gard, was defeated by the new incoming senator, Virgil Peck, by 18 votes, and there were over 10,000 votes cast, and 18 votes decided the election. So your vote does count, and it does make a difference.
Absolutely. When it comes down to that close, that just shows you every vote absolutely counts. I think there was a race up in Johnson County that was separated by like 5 votes as well. So
yes,
it just shows you that, you know, every vote does count. You may think your vote does count. It definitely does count.
Yes, it does. It most certainly does. And then I always say, you know, if you vote, then you have all the right in the world to gripe and growl. But if you don't vote, then maybe you give up that privilege.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what my parents told me. They're like you can get upset if you vote and your person doesn't win. Yeah, you can get upset then. But if you don't vote and say somebody you supported didn't win, you really can't complain about them because you didn't take advantage of voting.
That is so true.
All right. Well,
you have wise parents.
I do. I have the best parents. I love them to death. They definitely taught me well. So.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. They should be proud of you.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I really do appreciate the kind words. Well, that's going to be it for us this month. And, sir, we will talk to you next month. And by the time we talk to you next month, it will be it will be right before the election. So we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that as well. And I appreciate just the few minutes of time you've given us today. And we will talk to you again here in about a month.
Thank you so much, and thank you, KGGF. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it, and you have a great day. All right, so that right there is Representative Richard Perrell. We enjoy talking to him at the same time every month. We'll talk to him again on, looks like, October 23rd. So be able to tune in for that. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour, and then we will have some more fun stuff. We'll have Skank Insurance from Independence in studio, as Gary and Charles Skank will be coming into studio, and we enjoy having them in every Friday. So again, they're coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas.